CliffCentral.com.
Let's turn our attention to something that I'm really, really excited about. We're going to do something new here on CliffCentral.com. It is called Hashtag This Is Us. And every Tuesday at 7:30 a.m., which if you check your clock right now, that's where we are at, we're going to be joined by someone who is no stranger to the show. In fact, we had him on just after all of the looting and the riots and all that chaos that ensued in South Africa in June, July of this year. And we were busy talking about it. And yet Tish, who we had on the show then, came up with some really interesting ideas about what we could do as a country going forward. Yatish Nasi and Lebang Hosana, who you remember was a new kid on our block as well at the time, have decided that they're going to take this on along with a number of other people. It's an open source shared platform that we're talking about. We're going to organize our collective positive will in a really powerful way. And this is about amplifying those things that make us a great nation, and remind us of what we do have in common and what we can achieve. Because there's so much in the news that's just like negative and depressing that we need to have a very conscious campaign to remind ourselves of the positive stuff. So welcome, Yatish. It's good to see you again. And thank you for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. Morning, everybody.
Good. You look very fresh and ready to take on all the responsibility of This Is Us this morning. So let's get straight into it, guys, because you and Lebang are pretty much going to be hosting this show, and there are lots of other people involved too. We'll talk about who they are in a minute. But we're going to create a little bit of a counterpoint to the prevailing negative sentiment. And I think a lot of us want to hop on board with that just because we're tired of the negative stuff and because people respond so well to a positive message, and there's plenty, if you focus on it, to focus on. So tell us about what the idea is here and how This Is Us is different to all the other let's save the world or, you know, let's bring world peace campaigns that we've heard of in the past. Explain to people why you think this is actually going to work, and you start, Yatish, and then Lebang, you try.
Cool. So we have no idea if it's going to work. We're hoping it does. We really are hoping it does. I think let's start there because it is such a complex problem. I think, you know, what we thought about post the riots is, you know, it's certainly the reasons that happened, but you don't want to dwell on it, right? You want to be able to. And South Africans were so. That's also, you know, part of what makes us so great is also part of what sometimes trips us up, right?
You know,
a few weeks on, we win a few rugby games. Okay, let's not count last weekend. But, you know, post the riots, we sort of did well at rugby. We do a few things, and then we move on as a nation, right? Because I think our resilience is great because it teaches us to move past adversity.
Right.
But also it means sometimes we don't dwell on something long enough to solve it. We'll just move on because we're so good at doing that.
Correct.
So I think what we sat around the sort of table and thought about as a collective was to say, you know, what we're finding certainly through July and through conversations in August is there are no shortage of South Africans who want to do what needs to be done or who are willing to make an effort. Now, there are cynics out there, to your point, people who are going, ah, you know, another movement. I don't have time. I pay my tax. They steal my tax. I don't have any more time for any other efforts. So there is that element. And I think you've just got to move past that.
Sure.
And say there are people willing to do what needs to be done. Who are they? Where can they go? How can we collect all of the sentiment? And the more of it that happens, you know, we think the more of it becomes possible, and the more people see it, the more they sort of react to it. And the best example certainly I've found is in the 70s and 80s, if you look at a movement like I Love New York, right?
Yeah.
And you know, what most people don't realize is in the 70s and 80s, I mean, it's such a funny story, right? Stop me if you've heard any of this before.
No, go on.
New York doubled their murder rate, right? The State Department had put out pamphlets that said, don't walk the streets after 6, never take public transport.
Sure.
This is the State Department.
Right.
The President Ford at the time cut funding. They had rolling blackouts. Again, tell me if this sounds familiar. They had rolling blackouts. During one of the rolling blackouts, they had mass riots, right? Arson, looting, and the largest citywide arrests at the time.
Sounds like paradise.
And then the city, Sounds like downtown Joburg. But the city of New York decided that what they needed was something that didn't belong to anybody. So it wasn't led by government or state or anybody. It was quite open source. Everybody could get involved. And it was just a simple idea that said, listen, we love this place. What can we do to make it better? There you go.
I have it here. I have it here every morning, exactly right. And I look at this every day, and I think, what a brilliant, brilliant, simple logo. And you see it everywhere in New York. You still see it. How many years later is this now, Yatish? This is like 40 years later.
40 years.
And it shows you that people want to, even if things are objectively a bit more complicated and a bit more challenging than we'd like them to be, that doesn't mean that your attitude has to be the same.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I've had so many, you know, since we started this, almost every time I get in an Uber is a chance to have a conversation with the guys behind the wheel.
Right.
Uber drivers are the best. I mean, they're the, like, one of the best sources of information ever.
Yep.
You know, it's like the best way to spend your 20 minutes is to have a chat with these guys. And, you know, the more and more you sort of engage people as well, you get so many interesting perspectives. Right. And the one thing that one of the guys said to me, which was so great, is he said, look, things are pretty cuck. But if you're deciding to stay, right, and sometimes you're staying because you don't have the means, I get it. But sometimes you're staying because you're deciding you want to stay. If you're staying, what you're also admitting to yourself is that there is work to be. I'm staying and I've got to do something. Otherwise, why am I staying? I can stay and complain, sure, but it's a bit like what you guys were talking about boarding school earlier. I caught the last 5 or 10 minutes, you know. I feel sorry for the captain of the South African netball team, and he can certainly join our movement. Thanks, Gareth.
Sure.
But fortunately, I didn't play netball in school. But you know, the thing that you guys said a lot about, which was, you know, you took responsibility, mm-hmm. right? You realized that. You know, if we say South Africa's failed, even the three of us have to say, put our hands up and say, we are part of that failure, right?
Exactly.
You can't just blame.
You can't also pretend that, like, just because you're living behind a high wall, or because you have a passport to somewhere else, or because you've got some money, or because you go to sleep every night not worrying about things, that everybody else must just get on with it and figure it out for themselves. Like, there is a thing called community, and we whether we like it or not, we're all part of that. So Lebang, what's your feeling on this? Because you're going to take this thing and run with it in terms of what we do on TripCentral.com. So explain to people what their involvement can be and what this is going to tell us, and whose stories we're interested in.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I think the biggest thing about This Is Us is definitely that community aspect and that element of you're not alone in this. Number one, we're looking at the ordinary person, the ordinary everyday South African, and what they can or what they are already doing. So we've got an opportunity to redefine who can actually do things, who can actually make the changes that we need to see as a country, who's responsible for this healing. Where growing up, it was always like, no, the people in power can make the changes,
mm-hmm.
or the people with money can make the changes. That's not what we're saying as This Is Us. As This Is Us, we're basically saying you right now at home, within your little space, within your little world, you have the responsibility to make this change, and it can reach more people than you think. It can have a wider impact than what you think. So my biggest and what I'm most excited about is that we're actually just chatting to normal South Africans. We're talking to me, we're talking to you, and we're talking to your neighbor. And we're encouraging the ordinary South African to just get up off their ass. Like Yatish said, we're not there anymore. We're just waiting for the government to help us. So we're just waiting. You as, you know, you and yourself, you can make that change. So that's what I'm really excited to see.
We already have so many examples in this country of people who've just decided, I'm not blaming anybody anymore. I'm going to fix this myself. Little communities like Harry Smith and, you know, Northern KwaZulu-Natal, who've gone and fixed their own water supply because the municipality just wasn't doing their job. They didn't sit there and go, oh, this municipality, it's so terrible. What are we going to do? They like got their hands dirty, rolled up their sleeves, raised some money, and now they've got like pumps in places and they've got water reticulation going again. And that's the kind of story that I think inspires us. You know, even during those those riots and the looting that ensued, you saw people coming together in communities across all kinds of barriers that the politicians assured us were barriers we could never overcome. Like, you saw communities getting together and helping each other, supplying groceries. The old people in the community got looked after, you know. Schools were protected. That kind of thing happened. And I think that's beautiful. We've got to celebrate that because it happens at every level of South African society and in every community. And it just, if you're paying attention to it, you'll see it. If you're not paying attention, it'll pass you by.
And isn't that the whole point? Just changing the mindset, mm-hmm. identifying that mm-hmm. you and your friend did something so great for your little neighborhood. You know, let's get more and more people to start, you know, doing that little bit, because that little, when you put all those littles together, you have this huge shift. And number one, I think for This Is Us, it's the mindset. Like, what you're doing is enough. What you're doing is a start. And hopefully that can be like a sandpaper effect. And the person next to you who's reading it can also be like, well, let me also do something.
Let me ask you both something here, because Rysebeck says here, Tao Te Ching, when the country falls into chaos, the citizens become more patriotic. That's an interesting observation and something that's probably quite true. You know, things, they always say that things have to get a little bit worse before they get better. And people don't, if you're in a comfort zone and everything's okay, and this is the problem with what you see in the decline of kind of Western civilization too, is there's this latent kind of lazy, slow, there's no urgency, that kind of thing. We're an urgent country. We've got serious stuff to deal with. And if we don't deal with it, no one's coming to save us. And that's a good thing. We mustn't look at that as, oh my God, our back's against the wall. No, your back's against the wall. So now you know what you got to do. You got to advance forward and fight and make a difference and help others, pull them along as well.
Yeah, I mean, like a very strange kind of analogy, but I think a worthwhile one. Mm-hmm. In many ways, if you think of the country as like a relationship,
yeah,
you know, 94 was kind of like the wedding day. Right. You know, it was like you thought you were going to live happily ever after and you had this like amazing. Anybody who's married will tell you your wedding day is like the start of the hard work. Right. That's when, like that's the day. But that's when the hard work starts.
The marriage.
And it feels like, you know, the marriage. Correct. You know, and maybe what the last 27 years have taught us is, you know, as big an achievement as free and fair elections was, that was just
the wedding day.
Part one of that was a wedding day. The list of things to achieve goes on, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, maybe what's been happening has shocked us a little bit, and maybe it's the right to your point. Maybe it moves people out of apathy. Mm. And to your point, I think conceptually what we thought about This Is Us, just like I Love New York, is that it just, if we can collect everything in a place, because to your point, there are a lot of people doing a lot of little things. Mm. But where's the Google for South African spirit, right? Where's the one place I go to that I can see and experience and be inspired by? So, and guys, it's not social media, right? I hate social media because I think it's, you know, it's.
But you've put together, I mean, behind the scenes, it's not as if you're just going to sit here and talk about how great things are. And you're going to have people on who've got lovely stories of success, and because you've actually harnessed a whole lot of other media partnerships into this too. You've harnessed business and their stories because they're an integral part of the tapestry. So how is it all going to work? For those of us who are looking at this going, okay, great, we want to be involved, we want to listen to this every week on Cliff Central, but there are also going to be other places that we can play along and that we can just generally start to shift that mindset. How is that going to work practically? Where are we going to find this information? What are we going to expect from you guys? And how can we get our hands dirty?
Cool. So, I mean, we've looked at a few sort of channels to sort of activate this. We've got, I think, a tremendous amount of like media support. So we've got a fair amount of sort of out-of-home space, TV and radio space. And we continue to sort of drive within our community to get that space available so that there are, you know, we're building the infrastructure for when anything great happens that's happens, sorry, that's worth talking about, we can sort of fill that inventory with the right stories for South Africa. That's the one. Hmm. The second piece of infrastructure we've built is with our Caxton's community. So we've got about 200 journalists as part of that sort of Caxton's group who said,
huge
we
group.
Love this, we want to get on board. And every week we're going to report on stories at a local community level that says, here's how you can get involved. Here's doing what needs to be done. And hopefully it drives up support for community level interventions across those publications. That's the second. Mm-hmm. The third is we've set up our own little website. It's in its infancy. You can go on today, sort of www.thisisus.africa, where we are going to house and hold mm-hmm. all of this together. So that's the third piece. The fourth piece is around, obviously, our social digital channels. And then the last thing we keep thinking about are moments, and maybe we'll discuss sort of what we want to think about for Heritage Day, which is this Friday.
Yes.
Looking at key moments where we can activate as a country, and that, you know, this movement becomes the opportunity to do that. And, you know, for now, we've been driving it at like a very small level. But the intention is that this is open source. All our assets are available. Anybody can download them. Anybody can do stuff
and
with them.
Just to be clear, yeah. I mean, Yatish, like you come from an advertising and a creative background here. And largely that's also Lebang's experience. So you guys are going to be developing essentially the I Love New York campaign of South Africa with all of this. And you've got some supporters in the business community, too. And you've got some really smart people who are advising you guys on how to make this thing really catch fire, because that's what we want. We do not want what's happened so many times where a good idea gets taken by the politicians and ruined, and you know, they use it for their own purposes. This is going to be citizen-centric. It's going to be open source, as you say. Anyone can join in, but it's not going to be manipulated for, you know, nonsense and worthless political rhetoric by the politicians.
Yeah, 100%. I think the biggest thing here, Gareth, is that we're offering a solution that everybody can be a part of. So I remember a couple of weeks ago, I spoke to Sia from Brand SA, and, you know, I said to him, well, how do you think we can fix the country? And he said, look, the main thing is we don't have one unifying goal. When you ask a South African, what do you think the goal, you know, in the same way that America has the big American dream and NY has I Love NY, there's a nice round goal that almost all of them believe in and all work towards. When you ask a range of South Africans, there is no one thing that we're all working towards. I think we all sure would like to see a better South Africa, but how do we get there? How do we all, you know, actually participate in that? So I think what This Is Us is ultimately going to offer everyone is that solve. You know, this is us. This is how we want to see ourselves, and this is how we're going to get to where we want to be. So for me, the biggest thing is having that solution for everybody who asks. Eventually, the idea is for everybody to be on the same page. Where do you see South Africa in 10 years? This Is Us needs to be a nice central hub for all of the work that all of us are putting in little by little. And as a group, just a great, I guess, library of all the great work that's being done.
I also saw just a little bit of what you guys are talking about, because you've really put a lot of thought and effort into this. And when it launches properly from Heritage Day on, it's going to be something that has, there's a plan, there's a strategy in place here. And I like the idea of making people think about what kind of a country we want to leave for other people to inherit. So we're not just thinking of ourselves and our immediate happiness or our comforts or our satisfaction or our positive attitudes, but also what kind of a country we want the next generation to inherit and what we want to leave behind. And that's probably the most noble way for any of us to think about the future is, let's leave it in a better condition than we found it ourselves. And let's try to add more value in. And let's make sure that whoever inherits this country from us, that they're thrilled and they're grateful. And they don't go, oh, that generation of slackers, you know, that didn't do anything. And we've got the opportunity to do that right now. It's terrific. I think this is very exciting.
Yeah. No, the Heritage Day campaign is going to be great.
Yatish?
Sorry, yeah. I mean, just on that, I mean, it was so funny. We were looking at the sort of definition of the word heritage, and you know, strictly speaking, heritage is the thing you inherit. And so, you know, when we were thinking about it, you know, and Heritage Day is the one day I think as South Africans we're not quite sure what to do on that day. You know, like June 16th is really well defined.
Yeah.
Heritage Day is like a weird one. You know, some people wear it's like cosplay mixed with Pride Day. You know, that's what ends up happening. So we thought about it and went, you know, maybe the thing to think about is that legacy issue, right? Is to say, what are we leaving behind? And the amazing thing as part of the campaign is we interviewed just a host of South African youth, right, between like 14 to 17. And the things these kids say are embarrassing to the adults of the country, literally, right? I mean, the things these kids are saying, going like, you've let us down. And to your point, you know, once we move on, every piece of selfish behavior we engage in today, we're going to leave to these poor kids to inherit. So what we really want people to think about on Heritage Day is, you know, the things you do today are the heritage of tomorrow, right? Your legacy for the future generation. So all we want you to do is just one thing on Heritage Day, just one thing that contributes to building a better South Africa. Post it and hashtag it, this is us. That's it. So,
that's nice.
You know, if in July the world and South Africa saw the sort of the dark end of who we are, and this is us in a bad way, let Heritage Day, let there be a view that says, actually, shit, that's not who we are.
Okay, this what kind of things? Because I've always had this idea that we focus on the big things. We want to change the massive stuff, and that's hard because it requires an enormous amount of effort, time, money, and coordination. Whereas the little things are totally achievable. Like if you just tidy up your own street a little bit, if you just clear out your own house for starters and find stuff in there that you can pass on to people who need it more than you do, that would be a good start. Maybe you decide that this is going to be the year that you start recycling. Maybe you decide that this is the year that you're going to, gather rainwater, for heaven's sake, or something like that. These are little ways that you can do it. And even if you think it's dumb, share it with us, because we do want to know, and we want to see these stories start to light little fires all over the place. Because you don't want to get to the stage where you have to take over the municipality's job when it comes to like putting water, you know, back into the system. But there are things that you can do, and maybe it's paying for the old lady at the shop who's in front of you in the queue, and you just pay her bill without her knowing, or you know, you do something nice. You just do something nice for, maybe you call up a relative that you haven't spoken to in a long time and make them feel a bit better about themselves. That kind of thing.
There's no right or wrong act here. The only thing is two things. Is it kind and is it spreading positivity? And you've just answered your own question, Gareth. It's really just the small things within your own little space that you can do to redefine what an act is, to redefine the measure of whether it's a good or a bad. As long as it's an act and you're leaving someone with a smile, then please hashtag this is us and share all that love, man.
Teboho says, I'm in love with today's conversation. It is so liberating. Here's a good one from Zillin, says, buy two breads, give the other one to a car guard. Yeah, you know, that's not a hard thing to do, for heaven's sake. It doesn't going to break the bank, is it? It's terrific.
No.
So I think that this is really cool. There's lots of obvious ways that we can get involved, but it all kicks off on Heritage Day. So give us the details if we need to know about, you said the hashtag is This Is Us. Now that's also a TV show, so don't get confused, but that's going to be our hashtag, right?
Yeah.
It is. I mean, we've been asked that question a lot. You know, there's a TV show called This Is Us.
Right.
To which my response, Gareth, is I once met another guy called Gareth. It happens.
No, exactly. No, very, very nice. All right, guys, terrific stuff. This is going to be the place where we do this once a week for the next while. And Lebang and Yatish will be the hosts here, and we're going to be talking to lots of other people who are in prominent and important positions, like we had the First Lady on last week, and people who are not in the most prominent and important positions but are making that difference that we're talking about. I'm very, very excited about this. By the way, Freedom Farter says, I have a British passport for sale, just saying. That's the kind of thing. That's the kind of thing we're looking at. All right. Very, very good. Thank you very much, Yatish. We'll chat to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks very much, guys. We'll see you soon.
Terrific. And just so you know, Lebang, you're going to be doing On Life with Lebang on Thursdays. You're going to do a little bit of an overflow there as well. So some of the people that we don't get to have on this show, Lebang will be talking to on that.
Yeah, definitely. I think what makes it even more exciting is the people that I'm going to have on my show are literally like, you know, it's like me and you. You know, it's literally the person that you walk past in the street. You'll never really know by just looking at somebody what they are or aren't doing for the country or for the world. So I've identified just average Joes, people that are just going about their lives, who are as busy as we are, as tired, but still manage to make the time to do some good work. So I'm really keen. That's going to be every Thursday from 11:30 till 12 on cliffcentral.com.
Very nice. And if you haven't listened to Lebang's show yet, you need to do that too. So that's from 11 to 12, but this part of it will be for half an hour of the show. Very good.
For sure.
All right. Awesome. And if we need to know more, is the website, give it to us again.
Yes. It's thisisus.africa. Everything is there. Literally, as Yatish said, open resources. You can download all the videos. You can download the social media banners. Whatever it is that you're doing, you know, check out your resources. Check out what it is that you can do. Go to thisisus.africa and everything is there. You can completely join the movement. It's not for a certain type of person. Mm. It is for all of us.
And that includes those people who usually just moan because they have nothing to say. I mean, this is your chance to reform. This is your chance to actually to be a happier, better person. Is rather than sitting and complaining, oh, you know, things are really cuck at the bride.
Things are bad.
So we've got this holiday on Friday. So we've got a short week. Let's make the most of it. Let's do something on Heritage Day and post it. Just put it on your social media and use the hashtag. I'll be doing it too to remind you.
And you know, you always get those people on social media that like go out of their way to show that they're performing and to show that they're doing an act. It's your chance. It's your opportunity to get the credit that you want.
We're not even going to judge.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Just as long as you use the hashtag.
Yeah, right. So this is your moment to actually not just virtue signal, but to really gain the most possible attention for yourself for virtue signaling that is available. Go and don't be ashamed. Do it.
Yeah. That's what we're basically saying.
We're giving you permission. So this will be good. Heather Mbambeni says that this is the first time she's seen us. She usually only listens on Spotify. Well, the fact that you stuck around means obviously we're not that horrific. So thank God for that, Heather. We'll take that as a compliment too.
Take the compliment. Thank you, Heather.
So make a little note on your phone. Just put there that you've got one good thing to do for Heritage Day, and let's all do that. Let's make a positive contribution to the country and boast about it a little bit. Get the movement going and let's see what we can do.
And again, there's no size, hey? Like, it doesn't need to be this huge thing that requires all of your, like, literally just think of what it is that you can do within your own space. If it's money, that's fab. If it's time that you can give, that's fab. Whatever resource that you're willing to allocate to just this this act, then I think it'll go a long way. It'll be greatly appreciated. Just hashtag this is us. Check out thisisus.africa just to check out some of the resources. A lot of those young kids, you'll be like, it'll take you, you know, quite aback when I watched it, and they were just like, look, you adults have been mucking around and screw all of you. I was like, damn, I need to do better. You know, check it out. It's quite interesting.
Good. Okay, so now you know what to do. We'll catch up in a week's time right here to see what else we can learn. And that's on This Is Us. Okay, that's it. CliffCentral.com.